This entity had also successfully fended off a couple of attacks by the human resistance. At the head of the stone steps, an uneven path led along a rocky ridge bearing only sparse patches of hardy grass and the occasional low bush. On such an open prominence, the breeze was stronger, its cold bite sharper. The path steepened till it reached a level stretch where a Brolturan trooper in outdoor dress saluted as he approached. Further along, a small building stood against a sheer cliff of dark stone. He was halfway towards it when a one-man flyer rose into view from the seaward side and alighted gracefully next to the observer station. Apart from strengthening the defences, their other high-priority task was to make contact with the nearest Hegemony or Brolturan outpost. Multi-band scans revealed that no relay satellites had survived the destruction of the purifier and the subsequent spiralist invasion in which tens of thousands of half-starving religious pilgrims of various species spilled out of ramshackle transports and began looting the villages and farms of the coastal plain. Under great pressure, a group of Brolturan techs worked around the clock for 3 days, cannibalizing flyer systems, testing modules salvaged from crashed craft, till they managed to assemble a subspace comset. It only permitted monochrome visuals and low-quality audio, but if it worked, it would suffice. Contact was established with a Hegemony listening post at the edge of Brolturan space. Kuros listened as Gratach used his own codes to identify himself as the ambassador, then proceeded to spin a wild, exaggerated tale. Gratach told them that after the loss of the purifier, which they already knew about, and the Spiral Armada's ground invasion, it had been discovered that the Zealots had brought dozens of backpack nuclear devices, which were now hidden in strategic places throughout the colony. At the first sign of a planetary assault, they would be detonated. He then claimed that his forces had captured 3 imbecile spies who, after questioning, revealed that an imbecile invasion force was already on its way to the Darien system. Kuros listened to all this with barely restrained fury. Clearly, Gratach had thrown in his lot with the clarified Teshak and the clarified conspiracy. The reply came 2 hours later, relayed from Isseri, the Sandrukan homeworld. It came from none other than the Second Triadvocate. The Brolturans, it seemed, had been on the point of dispatching a relief force, but when informed of the severity of the situation, decided to formally request military assistance from the Hegemony. The relief force had been stood down, and a Hegemony carrier battle group was on its way at maximum speed. The staunch resolve demonstrated by Ambassador Kuros and the clarified Teshak was already being hailed on news announcements all across the Hegemony, and their valour would most surely not go unrewarded. They were instructed to expect the arrival of the Solemnitor and her attendant warcraft in approximately 48 hours. A much larger fleet was also being gathered, and elements of that could possibly reach the periphery of the Darien system in 55 hours. Once the communication ended, Gratach and Teshak grinned at each other. Kuros heard neither speak, but knew that they were conversing via the implants. It was frustrating in the extreme, but Kuros allowed himself no luxuries of rage. Instead, kept his attention on all details within the scope of his perception.